For Global's Newsroom, I'm Gillian Whelan, reporting from the Clutha Bar in Glasgow ahead of tomorrow's first anniversary of the helicopter disaster. In tonight's nightly news, we look back at the devastating crash that killed 10 people. And we take survivor Danny Docherty back inside the pub.
They told me to keep an eye on the jackets. They're hanging out in the bar, so I actually stepped a couple of steps aside when it happened. He was the closest to him at the time, he was the last person I remember being in physical contact with. We never got to see him again.
This is Hearts Nightly News.
It started off just like any other Friday night in Glasgow. People out with friends to wind down at the end of the week, crowding into pubs to get out of the November chill and enjoy themselves. The Clutha was packed, live music was playing and the drinks were flowing. But then, chaos.
At 10:25pm yesterday evening, the Police Scotland helicopter came down on the roof of the Clutha Vaults pub in Stockwell Street, Glasgow. There were three people on board, two police officers and a civilian pilot.
It was just a huge bang. A wall came out, the roof came down and there was dust everywhere and people screaming.
Folk said they'd heard the noise of a helicopter in trouble, so I came round. And by the time I got here, the helicopter had crashed into the roof of the pub and it's embedded in the pub.
I felt as if something hit my stomach and blown me to the ground, and I could look up. I'm trying to hide my face, cover my face for the rubble that was coming down.
We've got 125 firefighters here, and they're not only working outside the perimeter of the building, they're working inside.
There was a group of eight of us. Two have been taken to hospital and one we've not heard any word. We're still waiting to find out.
There's so much debris and dust in there that you couldn't really see and you couldn't get in properly. You got a few yards in the door and it was almost like a human chain of people who weren't injured trying to pass the injured along.
We've heard stories of people running from the building. We've heard stories of people trying to get people out and pulling them out through the rubble. That's to the credit of everybody involved at such a terrifying moment when, frankly, it was a particularly dangerous and unknowable situation.
Friday was a black day for Glasgow and for Scotland, but we can take heart in the exemplary response of our emergency services and in how people responded to adversity.
As the days wore on, the names of those who died were released.
At this difficult time, our thoughts are with the grieving families of Gary Arthur from Paisley, Robert Jenkins from East Kilbride, Samuel McGee from Glasgow, Mark O'Pray from East Kilbride, Colin Gibson from Ayr, and John McGarrigle from Cumbernauld. Three of the victims died in the helicopter. Constable Tony Collins, Constable Kirsty Nellis, and Captain David Trail were members of Police Scotland's Air Support Unit. On behalf of this Parliament, indeed this country, I extend our deepest sympathies to the families of all nine victims.
Not long after the former First Minister's statement, the death toll rose to 10. Joe Cusker spent 13 days fighting for life in hospital. The 59-year-old was at the Clutha with his pals, where they went on the last Friday of every month. His friend Danny Docherty, who was with him that night, agreed to go back with us. In what is the first interview with a survivor inside the pub, Danny shared his story with Hearts Fiona Winchester.
Will we go in?
Yes, let's go. Face it. The problem I've got with it is I don't remember anything, and the things I do remember are wrong. It's a bit in between. I don't know if I've lost consciousness at any particular point in time, but I've got a different memory from what I've been told happened.
And do you sometimes wonder if in there bits of memory might start to come back?
Hopefully, yes. Hopefully I can actually put the pieces of the jigsaw back together again. It makes some sort of sense, but just now it doesn't make any sense at all.
OK, Danny, we'll go in.
It was exactly here. The boys were to my left hand side, and Paul Joe unfortunately died just here. But he told me to keep an eye on the jackets and the hook on the bar there. They're hanging on the hook in the bar, so I actually stepped a couple of steps aside when it happened. It's still no sunk in, but it's happened, even though I'm looking about at the ruins of the pub, standing in the exact same place. I can remember exactly what happened as it happened, but that's it. It seems to stop there. I miss the wee man badly. He was my drinking companion, if nothing else. He used to drag him to the football and stuff like that. But just, I think, I don't, honestly can't get my head around yet. That's a year on.
You took a step to the right.
Uh-huh.
And when we look to your left here...
There was nothing left here at all. He got up off the floor and couldn't see a thing to the left-hand side at all. There seemed to be a barrier there.
Had you seen your friends at that point?
Two of them had been blown out of doors. The other ones had been trapped under the debris. And Joe, as I say, must have been here somewhere. Must have been here somewhere. And at that point in time, we realised we'd lost one of our number. Joe's posted missing at that point in time. We never got to see him again because he'd been in intensive care. The day before he died, I was in the town with Ian Kelly, and I got a phone call from his ex-wife saying basically it was terminal. The two of us ended up hugging each other and weeping in Agale Street. Excuse me.
It's okay, just take a moment.
Because of the shock, all of a sudden he was not going to be there again. We never got to see him again. Excuse me for that.
I suppose the last thing that Joe really did for you was...
Take my life. Never get to see him again. So he sadly missed.
This is Hearts Nightly News.
Clutha's regulars came for the live music, so it seemed only right music be at the centre of the fundraising campaign. Bands who were familiar faces in the bar's tiny stage created an album, Clutha Sessions, including two tracks from Esperanza, who were playing at the time. Tony Gawkin co-manages the band and helped put the record together.
My brother was in the Clutha an awful lot, and he knew most of the bands that played in there. And it was pushed to us that perhaps we could use more well-known bands in Glasgow, you know, or Scotland. But we thought it would be special if we used the bands that played in there regularly. And we felt it fitting to ask Esperanza to play because they were the band that were there that night. And we were delighted that they gave us a couple of tracks to put on the album as well. So it was good to see that, you know, that the people that play in there every week will get a chance to get on a CD and get their music out there to be heard.
Owner of the bar, Alan Crossan, is raising money for the Clutha Trust with a special gig taking place tonight.
For the concert tonight, it's at the Barrowlands. What we want to do is invite all the emergency services. That's like fire brigade, ambulance, nurses, paramedics. Show your ID card and you can get in for nothing. And that's the Clutha thanking all these people that look after Glasgow. This is for the disadvantaged kids. A trust is at the Clutha, formed as a charity. And we're going to help kids get off the streets and try to get into music and arts and that kind of thing and maybe focus on something different in their life. The Clutha's all about the music, the people, the things that happen. I mean, there's a lot of arty people in the Clutha, all sorts of things, you know, and hopefully that's what the Trust will represent.
Hearts Nightly News.
Tomorrow, Glasgow will remember those who died at a service at the city's cathedral.
My name's Lawrence Whitley. I've been Minister of Glasgow Cathedral since 2007. During the central part of the service, representatives of the 10 families will each bring a candle up the centre aisle and place it on the communion table. And of course, the families will be remembered in our prayers.
It starts at 3 and organisers say everyone is welcome. Since the crash, the pub has sat empty. Flowers have covered the tables outside. Cars, buses and people pass by. But the door remains padlocked and life goes on around it. In time, its owners hope it reopens, serving pints, playing music and focusing on the future.
I've been drinking with the angels.
I think the Clutha was a destination rather than a local bar. People from all over Glasgow came out, and then it came to hear different types of music because we'd various types of music in it. The band would be playing around here, and most people would be around this side. A lot of them danced in the seats. Women, you know, usually with a stairlet, he was going through the cushions, you know, and the place was just jumping.
I would personally love to see the Clutha back up as it was at its best, and there'll be a warm glow in me when I see people walking in and out of there to see bands again.
When you're in on your own, you feel for the people, you know, and you can hear them and things like that, you know, it's just awful.
Hopefully they managed to reinstate it to the same sort of ambience it had beforehand. Hopefully that time I'll get my head sorted. He makes some sense at all and actually enjoy the environment again. I'd love to do that. Come and see bands again.